From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgium remains on a high state of alert for a Paris-style terrorist attack. Belgian authorities are maintaining a maximum alert this week in Brussels to prevent a Paris-style attack that allows police to search for suspects. More than 20 have been detained thus far in the past 2 days. Charles Michel is the Prime Minister.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious. And we want to ask our population to stay calm and alert. We have serious indications that an attack on or attacks on different locations at the same time can take place.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 4 Burundians, it says, contributed to ongoing turmoil in the country. They include the Minister of Public Security, the Deputy National Police Director, a former intelligence chief, and former Minister of Defense. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This morning, President Obama issued an executive order authorizing Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, in consultation with Secretary Kerry, to sanction individuals responsible for actions and or policies that promote violence, threaten the peace, security, or stability of Burundi, or undermine the democratic processes or institutions there. Additional individuals can be added under this authority, and we'll consider how to further use it to impose additional sanctions against those exacerbating the situation in Burundi as we go forward.
The order freezes any assets the men have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Burundian officials have suspended 10 non-governmental organizations that they say oppose the president's moves to stay in office for a third term. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is a united front against the Islamic State group, that he's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. Speaking on the NBC network Monday as he visited the United Arab Emirates, Mr. Kerry said the pace against the IS group is picking up, including the disruption of U.S. recruitment efforts.
We are escalating our steps. The president, even in the last weeks before Paris took place, made major decisions to put additional people on the ground, special forces. What Daesh has succeeded in doing is attracting them because of what they've been doing on the ground in Syria and in Iraq. And we have been focused on attacking them in Syria and Iraq, and I am convinced that will increase even more so in the days ahead.
Mr. Kerry said there is a strategy in place. The U.S. is escalating its military, counter-terror, and diplomatic efforts. He arrives in Israel this week, his first visit in a year. Mr. Kerry's arrival takes place amid lingering tensions over stabbing attacks against Israelis. A Palestinian attacker stabbed 2 at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday, killing 1 before himself being shot. The incident prompted new security measures announced by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Prime Minister says the country is gripped by what he calls a persistent war against terror aggravated by social media. He says it will be a long struggle requiring patience, courage, and determination. The violence is the latest in a months-long wave that included a series of attacks Sunday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has proposed a series of measures to tackle corruption, including new legislation blacklisting officials accused of graft and stripping licenses from banks involved in money laundering. Mr. Kenyatta said theft by government officials is hurting economic development and promised to improve investigation into corruption and increase prosecutions. Pope Francis embarks Wednesday on the first trip to Africa as Pope, Wednesday with stops in Kenya, Uganda, and Central African Republic. The trip lasts through Sunday. Louis Mudge is with Human Rights Watch in Nairobi. He told me that the level of anticipation there is high.
It's the trip that's on everyone's lips at the moment. People are expecting over 1 million people to listen to the Pope's Mass.
He says the Pope has the moral authority to speak out on matters that plague the continent, including sectarian strife, minority rights, poverty, and corruption. At least 24 people were killed in a fiery crash involving a bus and car near Mexico's Gulf Coast Monday. A compact car crashed into the bus in Puebla State. The crash prevented survivors from exiting the bus. 2 people died in the car, 22 in the bus. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.